Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
So my belief is, as everyone should be, is that you got to start the new year off on the right foot.
Facts.
Right?
What about the left foot?
So funny. Leave the jokes back in 2023, okay? Okay. All right. So I feel like I believe that I did.
Really?
Yeah. Not January 1st because that's a holiday.
Oh, okay.
January 2nd.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It was a good day?
Yeah. So I booked a nice little hot yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
Not 9. Usually I do a little 9 a.m., but they didn't have a 9 a.m., so I did 10 a.m.
That's fine.
You know, it helps you. If you're in a wintry area right now and you got like that seasonal depression rut, 10 a.m., you know, makes it a little bit later. It makes you want to get out of bed a little bit more.
True.
Obviously set my clothing the night before so I didn't have to think about it too much in the morning.
Yeah.
So I had my beautiful hot yoga class. Only 4 students.
Oh, really?
Me and 3 others. Yeah. No. They weren't on my wave. You know, people have jobs.
Were you like the worst?
No, I wasn't actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You had like the poses? Like down?
I had the poses. Yeah. Good. I had the poses.
That's
like,
good.
Usually like I pick the back kind of corner. Usually,
yeah.
So I can look at other people.
Got it.
But this time around, since there weren't any, so I set so up in the back, right? I set up in the back, and then I saw that the class, like, just didn't get fuller. And then I was like, oh, okay, I had the whole row's empty in the back, so let me just move up.
Yeah.
So I moved up to the second row.
One line.
I was in the second row.
Got it.
But anyway, because I'm not that good yet. Even though there's, like, a mirror in the front, I'm not that good yet.
Gotcha.
There was, like, an older, like, 60-year-old something, retired probably, guy in front of me. He had full abs.
That's crazy.
I was like copying him the whole time. Goal. But he was also copying me.
Where did you sit in class? Like, you know, first day of school, you can like pick your seat. Like, where you
can't
like
really pick your seat. It's usually
y'all didn't do that in New York?
No, nah, because some classes. Wherever. I would usually go in like the middle.
I was like, wait, back.
You probably weren't even attending. But anyway, so yeah, I had my beautiful hot yoga class. And then we went to a Korean skincare. You know, you were there.
We did. I was there.
Went to like just like spontaneous, you know,
yeah,
impromptu,
a
little Korean skincare because you know Korea the East Asians, they really know what to do with the skin.
Yeah, that glass skin.
Glass skin. How do you know that?
Yeah,
wow,
know.
How do
you know
that?
You know, I'm all young.
Right. But anyway, I went there, right? And I wasn't gonna get anything. I wasn't planning, right? But then I saw a deal at the first store,
What was it?
Buy 2 face masks, get 1 for free.
Okay, good.
And
deal.
I was close. Buy it, right? Because how much was each mask? It was like $4, right?
Something like that.
I was like 3 masks for $16, $8.
Light. Doable.
But then I didn't do it because I was like, nah,
yeah.
It's not worth it enough.
Because you knew better things were coming.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then we went to, and I didn't know we were going to another store after that.
Okay.
So we left, and then we went to another store after that.
Yeah, and
then another deal caught my eye.
Deal? What kind of deal?
So a deal caught my eye, and it was buy 10 face masks, get 5 for free.
That's kind of crazy.
So now think about it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if I'm being honest, that's kind of the same thing as like buy 2, get 1 free.
No, because the face masks here are cheaper.
But that's what I'm about to say.
They're cheaper. So, like,
yeah.
You know, at first I was like, do I need 15 face masks? But then I was rationalizing. I was like, technically,
they're not gonna go bad.
Spoiled or not. And also, like, eggs. If you use like 2 a month, that's
cool.
Really only like
you're set for the year.
6 months of face mask
type shit.
You know, that's light work. So then I bit the bullet and I got the face mask.
You feel good?
So 15 face masks for $20. Think about it.
That's
think
nice.
About it. And
I'm
not
thinking.
Just like one style. There was different styles. There was like lemon
style,
cinnamon
flavors.
There was like blueberry.
Gotcha.
There was like ginger.
Gotcha.
You know, they don't do it like that anymore.
You trying to wrap this up like
no, that's it. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you gotta start the new year off
set new year
on
off.
The right foot.
Face mask, Koreatown, You want that glass skin? Ready here at Difficult Dish.
But anyway, wow, second episode of the year. Welcome back to Difficult Dish, a podcast about different South Asian narratives. I am Mahua.
My name is Mash Noon.
Why did you not let me finish first?
Sorry, I got excited.
I am Mash Noon. I love this podcast. Today we got an interesting topic, right? But before I talk about this interesting topic, I get first sip because I said so. And do the little like subscribe. Also Poppy.
No. Classic no, they're cola. They're not sponsored. That was blurred. Y'all don't know what we're drinking. right here is blurred. Y'all don't see it. If you're watching on YouTube, like the video. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, please. Views are cool. Subscribers, I don't know. Subscribe. Y'all watching the video and not subscribe? That's weird. You don't think that's weird? Subscribe to the video. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, comment.
No weird behavior here.
Say something nice over here. You know, if you like our fits, you know, hair, whatever it is, essential water. If you're listening on streaming platforms, rate, review, 5, 6, wow. 7, whatever it is. All that, you know, just like, we love you.
Yeah.
And like,
do you love us?
Do you? We hope. We can only hope. We can only have hope and faith in the world. So yeah, what are we talking about today?
All right,
you feel me? Yeah. What we? Please bring it in.
All right, so today's topic is called the American Dream.
I've heard of it.
And the thing that inspired me about this episode, well, first, one of my close friends and I, we were talking about the American Dream. Right, she's Pakistani American. I'm Bangladeshi American. She was essentially talking about how her dream is to have, like, that white picket fence, to have that nice house, to, you know, she has a good job already, have her family and kids, and that's her American dream.
Good morning,
Sally. And
that's
what she wants to achieve, right?
Yeah.
So that got me thinking what my American dream is, right? Mm. And then I started thinking about what even is the definition of the American dream?
What's
the American definition of that, right?
Yeah.
But then also something else that inspired me with this episode, I just told you about this before we started, was the fact that you're finally employed, right?
And thank you so much.
But not just that you're finally employed, but the fact that your job has all these different perks that, like, I've never really heard of, considering I don't have, like, a traditional 9-to-5.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
But, like, the American dream really varies, I feel like, for American, like, white people in comparison to South Asian POCs.
I would agree.
Right?
Yeah.
So you want to kind of talk about, like, your, well, actually, no. First, let's talk about, like, what the American dream is.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, what did you grow up thinking it was?
Yeah, you know, I remember hearing the term kind of thrown around, like, in, like, middle school and high school, like, in, like, social studies class and stuff, and I just came to learn that it's like the American dream is just the it's recognizing that you have endless opportunity in America, and you have opportunity in America that you just don't have in other countries and most other countries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there are so many countries where, like, this is illegal, that's illegal. It's just and, like, if you start a business, like, the government can just take it whenever they want. Like, so many things just, like, not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
In so many different other countries, but America, you know, offers you the opportunity to accomplish pretty much anything, just depending on how hard you're working, you know.
I'm thinking about, like, my first recognition of, like, what American Dream was. I like, think about those old, like, black and white 60s shows and things like that, and it's like the man with the briefcase going to work, all right, see you, honey.
Yeah.
And, like, the wife is, like, later, housewife. Yeah, later, you know, they never say later, Bob. All right, sweetie, see you soon. There'll be dinner ready, you know? And she's wearing, like, little apron. There's a nice little, like, picket fence.
Yeah.
He's going into his, like, retro car, going off to work.
Got it.
And it's very, like, stay-at-home mother with, like, the dad going off to work.
Mm-hmm.
But you see it's very, like, white, right? It's, like, a very white dream. But then it kind of shows that it's, like, very consumer-based. Like, the American dream is for the people that are kind of rich. Not rich, but, like, they have access to money. So they're able to have, like, these beautiful, like, polished lives, you know? But, I mean, what's the actual definition?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the older I get, of course, I'll always have, like, the, you know, I think things are harder to accomplish in America as a colored person. I've always thought that. I always think that. But I think when you get older, you realize that, like, at the end of the day, you can accomplish regardless of who you are and where you come from. Like, that's why they call America the promised land. It's because you can come here and you can get anywhere, mm-hmm. depending on, you know, how hard and how determined you are to work on whatever it is you're working on. So, you know, I look at things like that, and I used to think of it as, like, super white and super, you know, not for our people. But at the end of the day, like, you know, so many families move over here from whatever country just to have a regular 9-to-5 and, like, a regular house and, like, a regular car. And to that, that's, like, the dream to them, too.
The American dream, apparently on Google, the definition is the ideal by which equality of opportunity is available to any American, allowing the highest aspirations and goals to be achieved.
Yeah.
And the example sentence is a workaholic lawyer who seems to be living the American dream.
Mm.
So I feel like it kind of shows how, like, the American dream is fueled by, like, corporate life and, like, constantly working. Because even the example sentence, it says the workaholic lawyer. Like, why did you have to add the workaholic?
Nah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, you can only achieve the American dream if you're, like, you know, slaving away.
But I think, you know, we can talk about this later, but I think the term the American dream kind of, it expands, like, the older that you get. Like, I think for most people, especially, like, immigrants, white people, whoever it is, like, the American dream is seen as having a well-paying 9-to-5 salary mm-hmm. position that offers you benefits. Because at the end of the day, like, that there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's, of course, being, like, a super workaholic and, like, dedicating your life to, like, just working and, like, slaving away at a job, that should never be, you know, something to brag about. But at the end of the day, like I look at people like my sister, like, just other people that I know that have a 9-to-5 that treats them very well. They are not stressed about, they get paid, they get compensated very well, they have great benefits, mm-hmm. and they have the leverage to pursue other things in their life. I look at that as the American dream, you know, and, like, yeah, that kind of falls under the same category of, like, you know, what you said, but there's a whole spectrum to it, I guess. But, but yeah, I think as we get older, I come to realize, you know, looking at people in, like, other places of the world, how, like, I have the opportunity to, like, work on something that I'm passionate about as much as I want and as much as I can. I have endless opportunity, endless ability to grow in this country. Whereas, like, you know, I remember I had this realization. I was in a cable car when I was in Medellin, Colombia, and I was going from, like, somewhere high, like, down to, like, the base of the cable car. And, like, on the way down, you're like flying over just like the more mountainous, like, neighborhoods in the city. And in Medellin, like, the higher you are up in the mountain, like, the poorer you are, because, like, less access you have to coming into the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember just, like, flying down through those neighborhoods, and I'd never been into those neighborhoods because they're so high up. And just, like, I'll just, like, be looking at, and, like, a lot of the houses didn't even have roofs in them, so you could just see into these people's houses. And I remember I looked into this one house, and I saw, like, this one kid just, like, sitting on his bed with, like, a book. And I just had this realization. I was like, yo, like, that, like, if this kid right there wants to be the next, like, Maluma or next, like, Bad Bunny, what are the odds that that can happen? This kid's stuck up here, you know? So I'm going on this whole tangent, but stuff like that makes me really grateful to be in America. You know, I'm colored, I'm a first generation, but at the end of the day, I'm not a fucking kid that's stuck up in the mountains with mm-hmm. the dreams. I'm here in America with these dreams, you know, so I try to look at it from, like, that perspective.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Be humble. Yeah. Be grateful.
Yeah, you know, because, like you said, like, and, like, we always say, and, like, our people always say, like, life is going to be harder as a colored person in America. Maybe not, you know, through legislation or, you know, written down for, like, to show us proof, but, like, we know that there are just going to be things that we have more difficulty with. But, like, I've come to a place where, like, I'm not gonna use that as an excuse anymore.
Mm-hmm. Just work hard.
And I try to tell everybody, don't use that as an excuse, you know? Like, when shit happens to you and you feel like it's because of, like, the way you look, like, that's just a byproduct of being here. Cool, we're still here. we're not up in the mountains in Medellin. Like, we can make anything happen. Like, we're good, you know? So
I think it's interesting how, like, you know, first of all, I feel like that gratitude comes, like, when you're older, comes later on in life. But also, second, like, we're saying that this is the American definition of what the American dream is. And this is kind of, like, what we grew up with seeing on media and, like, you know, what we thought it was.
Yeah.
But now, as we're older, and now we understand that we're part of immigrant, like, a part of an immigrant family, our definition is kind of different from, like, the norm. Because, like, since Americans are part of more of, like, an individualistic society, right? We're South Asians and more, like, immigrant families. They're more collectivists. Like, they care about one another. A lot of people depend on one another and families and things like that. So, like, first off, for most Americans, well, white, for the most part, is, like, they're not really caring about their parents' retirement when they're working.
It's true.
Like, that, they're not working towards that goal. Like, their main focus isn't, like, oh, I'm going to work really hard and get a good-paying job to retire my parents, for the most part. Their parents
are set already.
Yeah, because their parents
got the 401.
The parents are set, and also, like, their parents don't really ask their kids for money. Like, they don't have that expectation set on them.
Yeah.
Whereas for us, for a lot of, like, children of immigrants, our goal is to, like, retire our parents, like, as soon as possible.
Like, the number one goal.
That's, like,
that is...
it's so crazy.
That is what we're working so hard for.
That's what fuels us, yeah. So it's just so interesting how, like, you know, the American dream is just, that's what we strive for, but it's, our definitions are just so vastly different.
What do you think your parents' definition of the American dream is? Like, if your mom comes to you, she's like, oh, I came here to give you the American dream. Like, what do you think, like, she means?
Doctor, engineer, lawyer. Mm. You know what's so crazy, though? Because I was thinking about this before we started. Do you think that our parents thought of those three careers, like doctor, engineer, lawyer, and they want their kids to be that because it helps people, because you have to go through a lot of school and it's like you were very educated, or three, it makes a lot of money?
That's a good question, my
right?
Boy.
I was really good thinking question, about that. I was really boy. Thinking about that one because I was I like, think, cause wait, before you okay. answer. Because I'm thinking, because, like, my parents always told us to be lawyers or doctors, right? But then I know my dad, like, also, I mean, after I finished school, like, it's not like I was going to go back to school to be a doctor anyway. He was like, oh, just be, like, a real estate agent. Yeah. And you can get, like, a lot of money selling houses. But, like, you don't need to put in that much time to do that. But you make a lot of money for the most part if you are good at it. So I was like... But then also some parents don't trust doctors. So it's like, you know, it's like facts.
I think honestly, it's dependent on the family. I think for me, it's the second one.
What?
To just show you're, like, highly educated.
Educated.
And I think at the end, it's just like, it's a buzzword. It's like for, like, reputation, for, like, your family.
I know it's reputation, but where did it come from, you know?
I think for my family, it's the educated part.
Okay.
I know, like, for my mom, because my mom didn't have the opportunity to graduate. Mm-hmm. My dad is quite well educated. So for that, like, they both care about education very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my mom would want me to get a PhD in like business and, like, just, like, not even ever use it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how my mom
my
is.
Mom also
my mom is just like, just get the degree. And I'm like, what am I going to do with it? She's like, it's
for
fine.
Fun.
Like, you have the degree. Like,
it's for fun.
Of course somebody's going to hire you. So my mom thinks. But I think there are families that think of it the first way, which is, you know, it's just, like, a helpful thing. And, like, you look good in, like, the eyes of society. And, like, you'll always be in need type of thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
you won't ever have to worry about job security. I think. I don't know how the doctor market is.
I feel like the doctor market is crazy.
Like, I don't know if there's, if we need doctors right now.
But
I feel like
even if you have a master's nowadays, like, it's not the...
I mean, master's not even...
Because you know how back in the day, it's like, if you had a bachelor's, like, you'd be set with a job.
Yeah,
it's
lit.
Like, now with the master's...
It's up.
You're not set anymore.
Yeah, you can maybe get, you know, $16 an hour.
Yeah, literally. It's like
an
hour. And that just shows. I saw this, like, one study where it shows, like, back in the day, only mostly, like, white people that were born here or immigrated here were able to complete their bachelor's and get good jobs. But now that more POCs and people are able to get a bachelor's, they hired it to master's now.
Mm.
And now it's kind of just, like, furthering the, you know, the gap.
So do you think your parents want you to be, like, dumb, stupid rich, or they just want you to be like good, like financially, like well?
That's the hard part, because I feel like they want us to be rich enough where I'm able to buy a house for myself,
mm-hmm.
support them as well, but like just be financially free where I don't have to stress about money, because something that we did stress about and worry about growing up was like just money, finances. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they want us, me and my brother, to go through that.
I have another question. Yeah. Do you think your parents care about like accolades apart from like educational accolades? Like, do you like if you become like, if you get on like the Forbes 30 under 30 or something, like, is that a big deal for your parents? Or like if you like Times Person of the Year or some shit?
I think so.
Yeah.
My mom was so happy when I was on the Bangla newspaper.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
How about you?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think, like, I think like my mom like screenshot it and like post it or something.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
But like it won't ever be brought up again, type of thing. It'll just be like, you know, if I could have like my bachelor's degree in a frame, or like me on the cover of Time magazine, yeah. Like she's picking the bachelor's degree on the wall. And I'm so serious too. I'm not kidding.
She's picking your sixth grade diploma over. Like she still shows your English
honor roll, like
your English essays. My goddamn
participation award from fourth grade on the wall. I'm so serious.
That's so funny. So like, we've talked about our parents. Their alleged perception, right? Alleged. We don't know. We don't know unless we have a parent on the guest as a guest pod. But Anyway,
guest pod.
What's your perception of the American dream now that you're older?
I think it's like, you know, I remember I was in 11th grade when Wendy's started offering the 4 for $4. And like, I just remember being so happy at that time. Like, I remember this like really pure, authentic, just like joy.
That was the happiest he's ever been, like, ever will be too.
Nah, because there was a Wendy's right next to my school, bro. And like nowadays, if y'all got the 4 for $4 nowadays, they skimp that, bro. The sandwich is this big. The fries, they give you 2.5 fries. They give you 2.5 fries. The drink is this much. And they give you like half a chicken nugget.
What are you getting with the story?
No, at the end, like back then, like it was like a real like chicken, right. Like a real chicken sandwich, right. Like a real.
Or maybe real, you were so young and the world seemed so vast.
No, I know it's gone down. I know Wendy's. Don't ever hit us up. I'm forever upset. But you know, I think of that as like the American dream,
bro. Actually,
okay. For me, the American dream is
I can't believe you had that whole spiel for nothing.
For me, it's really just freedom. It's financial freedom, freedom to just do whatever I want, freedom to start whatever I want, freedom to, like, when I say do whatever I want, I mean like if today I'm like my new goal is to be the most popular South Asian DJ in the world. I can start that right now. Like, I start that right now. Whereas, like, you know, I heard so many stories when I would go to Colombia, like my friend Victor would tell me, like, you know, his parents started a business and like the city like council just like shut it down because they just didn't want like more competition in the city for, like, it was like an appliance business or something. And like he told me that like one of the council members, family member, has a business that offers that same thing, you know. So like the council just shut it down. That wouldn't happen here, you know. Like,
yeah,
I can do whatever I want. I can work as hard as I want and get as high as I can in like a corporate position, in like the corporate ladder.
It makes me think about how, like, you know, if you were a kid in like Bangladesh in the village or something and your parents didn't have like good jobs like that, you had to kind of drop out of school and help with the family, and that's your whole life, and that's
and
probably,
like,
going to be like your next, you know, generation.
Exactly.
And now, like what you're saying, you have the freedom to choose. You have the freedom to, yeah,
like I look at my sister, and my sister works very hard in like her corporate job, and I see her getting quite high up in like the corporate life, because she has all of those skills and attributes. And like, I'm not saying that she wants to, but like, I'm sure if she like just focused on that in 10 years, she could be like the CFO at like some company. Like, I know she can get to that point. And it's like, it's so crazy to think about like a Bangladeshi woman being able to do that, you know? And it's like, but that will only happen in like America. You know, that wouldn't happen in so many other places of the world. You know, we didn't even talk about how many places in the world are just corrupt. You know, there's Bangladesh is so corrupt. Goddamn, so many South American countries are just so corrupt. The governments are just so fucked. And I'm not saying America's perfect, but like, you can do whatever you want here. You know, and I think that whole statement, like, you just realize it more and more, like, the older that you get. Even like with like finances, you know, like, we maybe not in school, but like, we have so much opportunity to grow our like wealth and grow our like our finances through like the systems that like is offered in America, through like the U.S. stock exchange, through, you know, different like index funds and like 401k plans and Roth IRAs and just all this stuff. Like, this, it's not offered in other countries. These are all just opportunities to for America to help build the wealth of like Americans. Of course, there's unlimited issues with this country and with everything about this country. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm grateful to be here. And I know that I'm capable of accomplishing whatever I want as long as I put in the work. And you just can't, you can't like translate that same statement to so many other places in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you?
I like that, buddy.
Feel me?
Good answer.
I know what I'm talking about, my boy.
Yeah.
What about you?
It makes me think about how like, you know, you have the freedom of choice here.
Freedom of choice.
And that makes me think about how I chose to, yeah, get my master's, but then I chose to not pursue a career.
You're self-employed.
I'm self-employed. I'm an artist. Yeah. Like, I have my own business. And there are so many women and just people around the world that don't have the ability to just, like, give up, you know, a secure life, or just, you know, they have to give up their dreams in general and just work and help their family and things like that, or get married, whatever it is. So I'm very grateful that I have that opportunity. I think my perception of the American dream is just like security. Yeah. Because like growing up, since I did grow up with more of like a scarce mindset, I was just like, all right, I'll have like, you know, a simple traditional job, I'll have a family, and that's it for me, you know. But now I see that there's like more opportunities out there for me, because I kind of expanded my horizons, but also I work really hard, and I can see like goodness, you
goodness
know? Like I goodness like I gracious. Like something that I love to envision is like my future house.
Yeah.
And like,
talk about it,
you know, I love doing this like little manifestation trick, where the other day I went into a little designer store, my first ever like designer store that I didn't feel like out of place in, and I was like, wow, what kind of bag do I want to buy for myself one day,
because
I've never really bought anything designer. That's a nice little manifestation trick. And another thing that I want to do is like go to my like dream neighborhood maybe and see where I want to, you know, plant the seeds for a nice home.
For you?
So I think, oh no, go ahead.
No, I was not going to say it.
You're going to say something.
I was going to say something dumb.
Say it.
No, I was just going to ask like how many stories in like your dream house? Like, you know what's funny?
Not necessarily stories.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
In my like childhood home, it's just a one story house, flat.
Cause Florida.
But to get into my mom's room, you have to take like one step
that
down. One step.
Yeah.
And like, I remember I was younger, I used to just like walk up and down that step.
Well,
I used to
be like, what did that
entail? Because I used to tell people I had a two story house.
So you were a liar from birth?
Nah, because I really thought. Right. Yeah, I remember the first time someone came over and they're like, where's your second floor? I was like,
you're looking at it.
Yeah. I got disproven. But because of that, you know, I've always been fascinated with like two story houses.
Stairs.
I really want a two story house. That shit made my dream come true. Yeah.
I remember when I showed you my parents' house back in the day.
Yeah.
You were so like blown away.
It's like, damn,
yeah. I showed you the downstairs, upstairs.
Y'all have four
That's not four
three,
stories.
Three, my fault. Three, you have three.
Four.
Three, my fault.
Yeah.
Three, so
God. I mean, in New York, that's kind of like all common. Right,
whatever.
In Florida, it's harder to find those. There's a lot of like just one.
Yeah.
So you want to talk a little bit about, like, you know, why I was inspired by this episode, like, after you told me about, you know, your perks, your job perks.
It's so funny because, like, anyone that we've been hanging out with over, like, the last, like, month, you know, like, when they'll be like, oh, how are you? I'll be like, good, finally got a job. And, like, they'll ask me what it is. And, like, she's heard me say it so many times that, like, she just answers the question of, like, what I do, what they do, what my job is, what my position is, what my benefits are. She loves talking about my benefits.
I love talking about the benefits.
She loves talking about my... Do you know... You want to talk about why you love talking about my benefits?
Because, okay, so the reason why this inspired this episode was because, like, the benefits that you have are the American dream. It's just, like, what people aspire for, you know? Because, yeah, the American dream is just, like, luxurious, white picket fence, family, house, secure job, right? But I feel like that's fueled by just working and hustling 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
But then I feel like the new American dream is having, like, benefits alongside working.
Yeah,
you facts. Know? And it's so funny because, like, I've never heard of these things at all, and especially me doing my master's in teaching. Teachers are highly underpaid. They don't have...
Yeah, and their only benefit is just anxiety.
Their benefit is anxiety and being grateful that they have to work with kids, right? And I told my mom about your job yesterday, and she was so excited. And then, you know, she asked me about, like, this trip that you're going on. She was like, oh, my God, like, what's going to happen? And I was like, don't worry. Should I spoil this one?
Go ahead.
I was like, he has unlimited paid time off. And she was like, it's a key. What is this? She was like, unlimited what? And I mean, I was like, that means
I didn't know what it was.
That means that he gets unlimited vacation days where he gets paid for it. Imagine that. You're working, but not actually. You get unlimited paid. Obviously, if you do all your work, you can take it off.
Yeah,
but,
like, yeah, yeah. It's,
I told my mom this.
I gotta get approved.
I told my mom this, and she was like, how does this work?
How does work?
She was so happy, but she was genuinely confused, as was I.
Yeah.
But I'm like, damn.
But not it's cool. I mean, I'll go through some. I got a city bike membership.
Oh wow!
So I got a free bike.
You could just
cycle wherever I want. You know, so if you see me, you know, going to goddamn Kawa House.
You know,
it's not paid for. I get free mental health, free therapy.
You need that.
That's cool.
You can actually put it to use.
I mean, like, all of, like, the 401k stuff, the, you know, medical, dental, all that stuff, you know, that's the most important. And, you know, medical insurance is goddamn expensive. Like,
I wouldn't know.
My last company was really good for it. This company is also amazing for it. Medical insurance costs so much, and it's just a blessing when, you know, a job can cover it. And, yeah, you know, just some other stuff that is very good. But, you know, I'm blessed. I recognize how blessed I am, and it's cool. But, you know, it makes you think, like, yo, some of these companies just got money, man. They got money, and, like, for they're using it in the right way, like, in good way. Like, it's not going to, like, the CEO's pocket, like, all this, like, stuff that, like, you know, they're making sure that all their employees have these, like, amazing benefits that make them want to stay with the company. At the end of the day, like, that's the point of them, is to, like, persuade them to stay, and, like, so they enjoy their time here, so they continue to do a good job. And it's just amazing when, like, a company thinks that way. You know, the last company I had, they used to send me, like, $100 gift card every single month just for fun. Like,
but they stopped.
They stopped because, you know,
budget cuts.
Money went down. But literally, I used to spend $100 a month on just groceries, like, groceries every single month, and literally save my life. Like, at that time, because that's when I moved out, and, like, I was, like, on a tight budget for, like, everything. That $100 completely saved my life, bro. Life would have sucked if I didn't have that.
But it's so interesting. I feel like the American dream now is, like, catered not to healthcare professionals anymore, not for teachers anymore, not for, you know, that's the
messed up part. You know, it's people. Like, we're taking care of all these people that just sit on their butt on their freaking laptop all day, when it's like, you know,
but just watch, like, our parents like, you know how the generation was like doctor, lawyer, engineer? There's gonna be a generation, it's probably gonna be us, just telling our kids to be just tech
really mean
workers.
My little cousin, he's 18, he's already into it. I'm like, stay there.
Yeah.
Stay there and don't be a firefighter. Don't be a, you know,
don't be helping the citizens in the world.
You know, let, you know, God bless them. God bless our firefighters.
Because I think he's gonna work in tech. Me, like, our generation, most of us, we value like having a break from work.
Yeah, and like,
whereas our parents' generation, people before that, the American dream was just constantly, constantly working and making much as money as possible. Yeah. Whereas we care about the work-life balance, but we also care about making money in the process.
Facts.
You know?
Well said.
I know. I had to drop with that banger, you know?
Facts. That's true. All right, final thoughts? Work hard, but relax.
Rest harder.
Take a break. Don't. Rest an equal amount.
Imagine resting more than working. All right, so as you guys know, we ask you guys on our Instagram about, you know, our topic of the week, and you guys send in your responses, your experiences, your stories, whatever it is. We asked you guys, what is the American dream, but for POCs or South Asians? And you guys had a lot to say, as per usual. So make sure to follow us at Difficultish, and then on TikTok at Difficultish Podcast.
Yeah.
So we're going to speed around through some of these because we got a lot of good ones, you know. Someone said, the American dream is to be financially stable and to be able to retire your parents as soon as you can.
Retire them parents.
Yep.
On God.
Someone said, become a rich doctor, and I unsubscribed from that dream almost 3 years ago. You got to think about it. Is that your dream or their dream?
Think about it.
You know, it's good that you started dreaming
think
for yourself.
Think about it.
Someone said, American dream is brilliant propaganda for immigrants, but is only real for rich white people.
Damn, well said. Brilliant propaganda.
Dang, that's a good one.
They dropped that terminology.
Think about that one.
Oh, God.
Someone said, this is a good one, the American dream is a method to exploit immigrants into contributing to a system that doesn't serve them.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, because we see all these jobs that these immigrant fathers and mothers got. These Billies and Bobs are not
Billies and Bobs
out in the trenches doing these jobs.
Mm-hmm. Someone said, for daughters especially, the American, like, South Asian dream is find a job after college, get a husband, a house, and have kids.
Simple.
Just like that. Someone said, the American dream is building wealth and taking care of your family and not living paycheck to paycheck.
Building wealth. That's what we got to do.
That's all you want, you know, peaceful life with stability, financial freedom. Damn. Good episode, huh?
Yeah.
That was an important conversation.
I think so. Y'all think so?
We didn't. I don't think we've ever talked about that.
Just listening.
Yeah, non-American listening.
Damn.
But it's just so interesting how our definitions are just so different from one another.
Yeah, let us know what y'all think. Especially y'all non-Americans, how do y'all non-Americans view America? You know, our Bangladesh listeners, UK listeners, wherever y'all, how do y'all view America? Y'all heard American dream, what does that sound like to you? Got technical advice?
What emoji should they comment?
The
American flag.
Hell no.
Can you imagine just American flag all over a comment?
drop me a burger. Shout out Wendy's.
Yeah, fours. Burger.
Just some burgers.
Burger, and also it relates to American. America. Yeah, it relates to Americans. American. That's so crazy. That's like our food.
Oh, shit.
I knew you were going to do that.
All right. Then give 10-second advice.
My 10-second advice is consider doing non-monetary relaxing hobbies.
I like that.
You know, hobbies that don't really need to make you money, but brings you some sort of peace. You know, I've been really in my, like, audiobook era, puzzle era. Good vibes.
Yeah. I got some advice. If you got an idea in your head, use AI to help bring it to life. For all of our, like, artists, but not really artists, AI is amazing, you know. So if you got an image in your head, whether it's like a, you know,
you say that right now until it takes over everything.
Like a penguin at a beach, and you just like really want to know what a penguin on a beach looks like, Adobe AI, it'll make it for you. You know, and maybe put it as like
he
your
uses
wallpaper.
So much that his trial period is over.
Yeah, I'm done for the month. Yeah. But AI is pretty cool. You know, use it before it gets too powerful.
Thank you so much for ending off on that note.
Feel me? Yeah. But thank you guys so much for listening. Let me see those burgers in Instagram comments on Tuesday, in the goddamn YouTube, in the goddamn every. I want to see burgers everywhere.
Everywhere.
Shout out to America. We love living in America. America got some issues, but at the end of the day, we're blessed to be here. Mm-hmm. We're going to make a lot of money. We're going to have financial freedom and security.
This is the manifestation that we're telling
you. We're going to have an amazing 2024, as will all the rest of you. Mm-hmm. And we will see you next week.
All right. We love you. Allah Hafiz. Allah.